hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. Hello, hello. All right, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time. And today I'm going to be talking about immigration. So let's just get right after it. I am coming at this from a clinical counseling, sociological, a psychological, and a cultural perspective, which is a lot of ground to cover. And I've covered this before in other areas, but I recently had a conversation. Well, first, let me tell you why I'm doing this. This may end up being the topic of the year. As a clinician, exposed to what it is that is on the minds of people. And, you know, most of the time I'd say it's, you know, things with my family or things with, you know, my community, my local community, or things with, you know, my kids going to school and the school stuff, or, you know, there's all these possibilities, right? Work, money is always an interesting one. But, you know, it's 2024 and we have a lot of political stuff going on, a lot of demagoguery. So people are being sold bags of goods in all kinds of way. And this one is percolating over and over. I can't get away from it. And so I don't think it's wise for me to, you know, do one podcast and say, oh, I think we're good. I covered the topic. No, I haven't. And let's be real. There may come a time where I do more, sessions like this, you know, these podcast sessions where I'm working with somebody. I'd love to, you know, continue to improve and go that way where there's more dialogue. But in the meantime, you're getting all kinds of good information. I hope it's good information. And this past week, I had an interesting conversation with somebody, and it was great. The conversation was around immigration. So let me preface with, I as an American am an immigrant, essentially, because almost all Americans, not all, but of the vast majority of us in America are immigrants in some form or another. Whether you like it or not, well, your mind goes back seven generations. I don't care. This is not Harry Potter. There's not pure bloods and others. It's not. That's a bunch of crap. That's not cool. Don't do that. There's very few people on the planet at this point that are probably pure bloods. And good. That's great. I appreciate that. That we find love where we find love, and that's fine. Like, no problem there. But as somebody who is, you know, what, 3-4 generations from having one side of my family, maybe 4 generations from being immigrants ourselves, that's not that long, folks. It's really not. And your story's probably not all that different if you look at both sides of your family, mother's side, father's side. Now, you may have one side that goes way, way back. But what about the other side? You can't sit there and say, oh, I'm pure, because get that crap out of your mind, please. Because it doesn't help the conversation. It doesn't. Not socially, not culturally, not psychologically. So with families that have immigrated to the United States, which most families have, there's got to be this humanitarian side of the conversation, which is, America's a pretty great place to live. I'm not surprised people want to be here. Not at all. So let me just start with that. And then let's move into the legal bowl is full. We cannot process in the immigrants that are coming. Can't do it. We can't even process them through the borders. So they're flying them through. What the heck? The bull is already full. There's not enough lawyers and judges and investigators to make sure we're not bringing people here who are unsafe. The bull is full. And what do you do when there's a full bull? You got a couple of options. You can learn to drain the bull faster, hire more judges, process more quickly. That's an argument. There's no problem with that argument, that side of the discussion. Just like another option, which is you could turn down the faucet. If you turn down the faucet, the bull will eventually get drained. In other words, they'll process them in. The immigrants, that is. Which, I'm not talking about illegal immigrants. I'm talking about legal immigrants are not being processed through. We haven't even gotten to the illegal immigrants because we're trying to process in the legal immigrants, those that have come into the country registered to become citizens or legal immigrants, right? Get their green cards, stuff like that. The system can't keep up with it. The bowl is full. So the two options that we see is you can practice and learn to drain the bowl faster. That would be requiring efficiencies in the government. Well, that's not likely to happen, folks. Let's be real. As somebody who really appreciates the country that I live in, the country that I was born in, who served in the service to protect the freedoms of others and allow for legal immigration. I want to be abundantly clear. The best thing for our psychological state, sociological state, cultural state is to process through efficiently. And we just cannot do that with the quantity of immigration that we have right now because the bowl is already full. And government in this country is not known to be super efficient. It's probably the opposite of that most of the time, all right? So the other thing is to slow the stream. Now, some people are like, build a wall. Yeah, that would slow some of the stream. But it's not going to stop the stream, especially when they're flying into the country. So we have to both, here's what I would suggest. If we want to look at what's best for our culture, sociological groupings, and our psychological state as a nation, as states, and as individuals within the state, which, by the way, it all hinges on individuals. You matter. I matter. The immigrants also matter. And right now, we are not doing them a justice, right? We're not treating them uniquely as they are. We are doing them an injustice. We are treating them as illegal immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal. We are. Why? Because we're not serving any of them. The system isn't able to do it. So the longer the system stays broken in processing, and the longer we leave the spigot on full bore, the less we actually serve the immigrants too. Not just the citizens, but the immigrants, both. And that's a problem, folks. So maybe we look at some kind of a solution that does both. Slow the faucet, or maybe temporarily stop the faucet. We could do that as a nation. We could decide to do that. We could say no more. We are not taking any immigration at all temporarily because our bull is full. Now, is that a good idea? Probably not, because there would, of course, be exceptions. There would be people who needed the exception. So slow the stream. You can even slow the stream massively. But instead, here's the problem. A problem that I see. A truth and a reality that I can see as clearly as day in the conversations that I've had, in the observations that I'm making. A clear problem is a distraction from reality. We have people in government that are, it's so much demagoguery, so much trying to convince you of the narrative you ought to have, that you can't really learn what actually is. It's very hard to decipher. It takes time, energy, and resources. And frankly, you're out there busting your butt trying to make money. Why? Because in order to buy a home now, you have to have at least $110,000 of income in your home. What? Just to buy a median home, you have to have at least $110,000 a year. Median. That's not the average. That's not the mode, the most common. It's the median. It's dead in the middle. To buy a median home, you have to make $110,000. So I know something, and I hear about people's finances as a counselor too. I know that people are out there busting their butts to maintain what they have, not even to get extra, just to maintain what they have. And so the reality is most of y'all don't have the time, energy, and resources to figure out what's real. And that's hard. But I'm here to call out to you and say, you don't have a choice. I mean, you do. I can't take away your autonomy. But you kind of don't. Because your inability or your lack of concern or your hyper focus on the small stuff, unfortunately, leads to indecision or wrong decision when it comes to the safety, welfare of your family, your friends, your community, your state, your country. It all starts from one, you, one individual. It starts from one and it moves up. So let me tell you what I think I know based on filtering out these distractions. Number one, we are a compassionate people in general. Number two, we are way too passive with our politicians and in our politics. As citizens, we are way too passive. I'm not saying go riot and crap. I don't think that's good. I think there is a time for you to peacefully protest. Absolutely. That's part of the process in the country. But you got to get involved. You got to do something. Do a podcast. Do 10 podcasts. I don't care. Do something. Talk to a legislature, a legislator, write letters, emails. They read them. I hear back from them from time to time. Yeah, they all actually respond. But oftentimes you get these form letters and you're like, well, that's crap. Do your part. Now, when it comes to the distractions, it's not about what they tell you. It's about what they're not telling you. If they are avoiding the conversation about the border, it's because it's a problem. And there are people avoiding the conversation about the border. So do your diligence. Look at the other side and what they're saying. Right now, the side that is looking at the border primarily, now both sides are talking about it a little bit, but the ones actually looking at the problems at the border, it's the Republicans. Whether you like it or not, whether you're Republican or Democrat, I don't care. Not my business. Look at what they're saying and understand there's demagoguery built in. They're trying to create an emotional response. But that doesn't mean there's not good information in there information that is truthful, factual, because most demagoguery, almost all demagoguery, has some snippet of truth within it. And you got to find it. It's like a little scavenger hunt. Go in there, dig around, and go, oh my gosh, what are those bracelets on the people coming across the border that people don't want to talk about? They are markers for amounts of dollars that have been paid or need to be paid. Huh. That's an interesting reality. Why is it not being talked about by one side of the aisle? Is that not a problem? You should absolutely investigate what that means. Look for the ones when they say one thing, look at what the other side says about the same thing. And if one side is ever silent on a topic, it definitely does not mean it's not an issue. Doesn't mean that. 99% of the time, well, I don't know if 99, I'm making that number. But the vast majority of the time, well over 50%, like probably 75% or more, 3 out of 4 times or more, it's because that topic is something they are worried about addressing. You see this all over when it comes to, you know, things like this Mayorkas impeachment thing that's going on. There's an attempt to avoid it. Well, that should make you go, wait a minute. No, we're not going to avoid it. Why? What better do they have to do? Let's be real. What are they going to do in its place? They're going to talk about taxes? Y'all just paid your taxes. And most of y'all probably paid a lot of taxes. So you're going to start talking about taxes? And you're going to have more discussions that are not fruitful? I'd rather find out the facts about this Mayorkas character. Did he care about the border? Was he good at his job? Did he suck at his job? That's way more information that's beneficial than talking about the tax structure. That no matter what they say they're going to change, they rarely change hardly any of it, unless it's make them go up, make them go up, make them go up, make them go up. Break the backs of the citizens, break the back. Like, let's be real. I mean, when's the last time your taxes went down a whole bunch? If your taxes go down in one category, don't they go up somewhere else usually? And maybe more? I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that part out. But that's what they want to talk about. So when it comes to distractions, as you just noticed over the last couple of minutes, be careful. Don't get caught up in the distractions. You want to pay attention to what they're saying and what they're not saying. And then when it comes to immigration, be a human. Some people came here legally to immigrate because they saw that America had more opportunity for them. Great. Let's work with them and see how can we justify your integration. Will you do the things we ask of you? The basic things. Not, we don't need you to change your religion. We don't need to, change your gender. We don't need you to, cut your hair super short or grow your hair super long. We need you to do some basic things that make you being here a net positive for the country. And it's not hard to find ways to do that. And we also have to balance that with, are we also taking care of our citizens? Now, here's a question for you to ponder. A citizen of America, a United States of America citizen, should they come before or after the immigrants in the channel trying to become citizens when it comes to giving them a helping hand out of poverty? It's an interesting question. I think it's a question that should be asked of anybody who thinks about immigration. Why? Because where they came from, were they rich or poor? Where we are, we have people who are both poor and rich, just like they do where they came from. If we take only all the poor people from a place, we bring in all the poor people challenges. That's bad practice culturally. Bad practice. We need to be bringing in some experts. That would be your stellar folks. We need to be bringing in some people who are maybe middle class, who are super capable and they're ready to take a next step in their life to try to help their family and their friends and their community. And we need to be bringing in some people who are poor. We also need to be bringing in some people who need safety. We also need to be bringing in some people who maybe don't need safety as their reason. And we definitely need to make sure that we filter out the people who are dangerous to the United States and the citizens of the United States. That's a big task. And that should be addressed. And if we're not looking at immigration and these areas of immigration and understanding that our bowl is full and we're going to have to do something different, turn the spigot down, or get better at emptying the bowl. In other words, processing them in or out, because that's what the bowl is designed to do. It's not to process them in. It's to process them in or out, depending on what they're asking for. If we don't get better at that, this issue won't go away. And not, I mean, it's never going to fully go away. Let's be real. Immigration is always going to be a thing. But we can at least do that part. From a clinical counseling lens, this is the way I'm looking at it psychologically, sociologically, and culturally. I hope this helps you in your discussions as you move forward toward the, because this is, seems to be ramping up. Hopefully it can settle down. We can do some more things right in terms of clearing the bowl and shutting down the faucet some. And we can improve the safety of the citizens and the immigrants. Thank you so much for joining us. Let us know what you think and have a wonderful day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.